The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think the easiest thing to do would have just been stay quiet and let it blow over.
Yeah, just say, you know what, we're looking ahead. That's all you got
to do. I'll be honest, the worst thing they could do is force Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman out there in front of a microphone to give some canned apology. That doesn't improve the way you look.
No, and it all looked fake. And
yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you were going to get. And that's why I think it was kind of pointless. And I wish they'd just said, look, we're moving on. That's done with. We're talking about 2020.
No cliche of the American ghetto is more persistent than the lament for the names who never made it out. Evan Moore, who formerly wrote at The Athletic and now writes at the Chicago Sun-Times, says any white reporter or sports writer and their editor should be automatically questioned for using the word ghetto in a story. And here I am like, what? You can't say ghetto?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
You know what's happened today?
What?
I've done it again.
What'd you do?
I've brought black America and white America closer together.
Is that what you've done?
I don't want to say I'm a hero. I don't want to say that I'm really what America needs. But I feel as close to the black man as I did, as I ever have, honestly.
See, now you've made this about race.
What about you?
Well, I didn't think it was about race, and I thought we'd all kind of come to an agreement that made perfect sense.
When you say we've all come to an agreement, you mean the black man and the white man?
I mean everybody. I mean the Pakistani man.
Except
I mean
women.
Everybody.
Women but are against us on this.
There's two women that are against you, clearly.
But I can't fix that.
And people saying you should apologize for laying waste to both of them.
The black man and the white man. I didn't lay waste to anybody.
Yeah, that's,
all I did was disagree with them. But I do notice this. Like this I don't know if this is a women thing or just those particular women. Once they start, I feel like they don't have the earpiece next to their heads. They're just talk, and then when I would try to rebut, they would just keep talking. So it's very difficult to have a conversation. All the men who called, we were able to have an easy back and forth discussion.
We do have some female callers who will actually converse with you and not talk
sometimes.
At you. Yeah. 713, I live in Second Ward, not Edo. It's offensive when they say that. You know, I've had a lot of people that say, hey, it's east side, it's east downtown, and that's cool, except they really have that little area now with St. Emmanuel and all that where when we had the Eighth Wonder guys on. That's all actually referred to as Edo now, so it's a part of east downtown. I don't, when people ask me, I'm telling them I live in Edo, I tell them I live in east downtown.
Okay.
But, yeah. Everybody's saying we should be running for office.
I should.
Yeah. I should be vice president. I'm not going to be vice president. You kidding me?
Oh, I'm not ready.
Is there a more useless job than vice president?
But that's like backup quarterback. That's an easy paycheck.
It's an easy paycheck, but I don't want it. And especially if you're president, you will get shot.
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yes. There'll be some group you left out, and you're bringing everybody together thing, listen, and that person will shoot you.
If the last couple presidents have not, there hasn't been even an attempt on the last few, I'm safe.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that works for you. But I'm never going to be vice president. That's the worst. It really, is there anything more pathetic than a vice president?
I don't see it that way. I think that's a pretty good gig.
I mean, what
like you get a nice paycheck, you get a lot of perks, you get Secret Service. You just when bleep goes sideways, is that dumb?
Now, if it's in the movies,
you can blame it on someone else.
If it's in the movies, I'd like to be a vice president because those guys always wind up having to take charge, or they're the bad guy.
Oh, if you want to be in charge, yeah, vice president's not the job.
For no, because I mean, it's a meaningless job.
But if you want,
mean, how often?
If you want a good paycheck with minimal work, it ain't a bad gig.
Well, and I'll just ask this: how many people out there actually know Mike Pence is vice president? That remember that Mike Pence is your vice president?
Everyone knows that.
Not everyone knows that. I guarantee you.
Oh yes,
men and
because every time we hear about Trump impeachment, you Google who's next in line after Trump, and then you read about him. It's like, oh, maybe we should just keep Trump in office.
I don't want to. Men are reasonable and women aren't. Welcome to the world, AJ.
I know. Like whoever texted that is so sexist. I can't believe it.
And you're not. So
not I.
No. I don't even know where to go from here.
See, Big Chocolate Braveheart for 2020, bringing ghettos together. Thank you, Los.
Yeah.
I want to bring everyone together.
Soccer Bilal says AJ's a soccer fan. I feel left out. So that's why you have me on the ticket. Because I watch the Premier League every Saturday now. I'm into it.
By the way, who's the last president who liked soccer? Yeah, nobody.
Well, I'm sure.
Obama
well,
was like the first president ever who like talked. Well, I guess Bush Jr. owned a sports team. I don't know that he cared about it. But Obama was the first person in office who like openly cared about sports and like, you know, cheered for.
Why? Because he filled out a bracket?
Ooh. Well, but I mean, he'd talk about being a Bulls fan and stuff like that. No. Presidents don't people who they don't ever want to talk about sports because sports is too divisive. So they, oh, you're a football fan. Who's your favorite team? And I say, oh, well, the American thing to say is, well, of course, the Patriots. And then half of America hates your guts.
Right. Well, that's like now. If you come out and say, ah, the Astros are cheaters, that's okay. You can get by with that. But if you say those damn Yankees cheated too, you're not getting reelected.
Yeah. I got an email from LinkedIn today. Did you see me tweet that out?
I did not.
There's a job opportunity at Sports Radio 610 for an afternoon show co-host.
Really?
Yeah. Intercom is looking for afternoon show co-host, Sports Radio 610. They think I would be good for this job.
I never checked those LinkedIn things. Probably good.
I hardly ever get anything from it. I don't ever go on LinkedIn.
I don't either, but I do get emails about stuff. Usually it's like VP of communications for some oil place that I should apply for, which, you know, okay, how much are you paying me? I mean, it has to be a lot. Because otherwise, I mean, I don't get to go and talk about how one word offends the whole world. So I said, didn't JFK play football for Harvard?
Oh, you're talking about Stone Ages. I don't know about that. I wasn't alive then.
Neither was he.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on. And the Lamont says, didn't Gerald Ford play football? Maybe.
He
wasn't president when I was alive.
Honestly, I don't remember. And guys, if you played football at Harvard, we really count that? I mean, if you play Ivy League football at all, like Bill O'Brien, do we really count that he played at Brown? Come on. I'm pretty sure that I played on some teams in high school that could beat those teams that had like I wasn't one of them, but we had legitimate Division I players all over the field.
But Gerald Ford went to Michigan.
He's okay, a Michigan well that man. Counts. Michigan, yes, I'll give him that. But I'm just saying, if you were a president who played in the Ivy League, I'm just not.
Yeah, it says Ford played center, linebacker, and long snapper for the school's football team.
And to be fair,
national titles in 32 and 33. Undefeated seasons.
Wow, that's pretty. Damn. Okay, that's real.
But in 1934, his senior year, the team suffered a steep decline and won only one game.
Ooh, that is a steep decline.
But Ford was still the team's star player. Oh yeah, the team's star center / long snapper. Sure, he was. Hey, Wikipedia.
But he could do both. He could do both. He could long snap. Oh man. So speaking of matchups, and to be fair, I probably. Because I consider Bill O'Brien a weasel, I probably think of all Ivy League football players as that. So maybe I'm projecting on him a little bit.
Fair enough.
There's already been some talk about how XFL teams would have fared against LSU.
Okay.
And apparently one of the guys from Danny Sheridan, he's an odds maker, said basically – since they're considered semi-pros and the best that didn't make an NFL team, based on them playing this weekend, I'd make the D.C. Defenders or Houston Roughnecks a -2 favorite to win the league after week one and a 7.5-point favorite against LSU, he said on air.
Ooh, who said this?
Some guy named Danny Sheridan, who's an odds maker, which... I think again, that's like me being an ancient astronaut theorist. Anybody you can call an odds maker now. So,
if we go by college football rules or XFL rules,
you know what? I'm okay with XFL rules. I'll still take LSU and
I would take
half.
LSU in the points on that.
Because now, I guarantee you, LSU has got a hell of a lot more NFL players on it than any of these teams have, and that's no disrespect to them.
We've long said, listen, stop trying to put Alabama against the Browns. That's not real,
right?
But I mean, what would the Browns be on a neutral against the Roughnecks? I mean, 14, 17?
No, I think 17 to 20, easy.
I mean,
maybe more than that.
Yeah, so I'm not buying that. I think LSU, if I'm getting over a touchdown with LSU, I'd probably take. I know they're grown men versus college age kids, but think about how much first round talent is on that LSU team.
Well, or was on that LSU team because they're all going in the draft this year.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, if you tell me, okay, you're going to put that team up against, and I'm all in on the Roughnecks. I'm going this week. I'm really interested. But you give me that LSU team against them, man. I'm taking 7.5 points all day, every day, as much as I can get down on it.
Okay.
And I mean, I think LSU would win.
I think so too. The more I think about it.
Well, it says Gerald Ford may be the only man that has had the two of the most worthless jobs in America, long snapper and vice president. That's strong.
It's true.
That is. The Jason says, what is the number for you to go to afternoon at 6:10? It doesn't matter because they would never pay me the number that it would take. They can't afford it. I mean, just being blunt here.
Well, you didn't get the job offer via email.
I haven't checked my LinkedIn lately.
I think he's talking to me.
Yeah. No, he tagged both of us on it. But
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I've got no interest in that.
No. And just knowing how things are operating over there now, there's just no way that there's not a number.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You know who you'd be working with over there, man?
Oh, I'm sure he'd be fun to work with, but.
Yeah.
But you'd also have to
go out in the parking lot and watch him throw a football over a mountain.
Yeah.
Super fun.
But, yeah, I just don't want to get into numbers, but just knowing what they pay over there, they'd never be able to come close. It would take minimum triple what I make here for me to think about it. And I don't even know if that would do it. And I know they can't pay that. So, but, and that's, we're in a good spot, man. I don't have to work for some giant corporation that's going to lay people off all the time. Because that's the other thing. Who's the first person they're going to go after when they have to lay people off? The guy with the big contract.
Yeah.
So, plus, I like where we are. I do.
Yeah, good spot.
You know, I like being the team that doesn't have all these big boys on their side and still gets in there and punches.
Are you calling us the underdogs?
I feel we've got a little underdog in us.
Okay,
but I also feel like
it's because we're a station and a show of the people.
We are.
Which, by the way,
I guarantee you, they wouldn't have that conversation that we just had.
One of my projects for next week is going to be to put together a listener survey. We're going to grab like a group of, I don't know, 20, 25 random listeners and bring them in here one evening and, you know, we'll feed them some El Tiempo or something. We'll throw down a nice little spread for them and get some thoughts on the station and what we can be doing better.
I always think that's a good idea. And yeah, we did that a couple times at the old place. I think it's the first time we've done it here. So yeah. I like that idea.
So next week I'll be working on the survey, and then I don't know. Probably the week after that I'll work on getting out some invites.
And really, it'd be cool to get some people who aren't on social media, who aren't.
Oh,
interacting
yeah, we're
going to
take it from a variety of different. Like Courtney's got a big database of listeners who aren't, like. We'll take a couple people from Twitter, but yeah, I don't want people who are like, hardcore fans who love everything about the station. I want some people who like some things and don't like other things.
What would be good is to get some people who like a couple shows but don't like it, that don't listen to other shows too. So you could kind of figure out why they like those shows and why they don't like others.
Preferably people who like our shows and don't like the other shows. That's what I need to know. I need those people.
All right. Yeah, so everybody keeps sharing this tweet about how the champion of the XFL should be allowed in the NFL and like last place NFL team should be. Guys, that's existed in soccer forever. It's called relegation. And yes, it's a great idea. It should be implemented in every sport, but it'll never happen. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 975. With a brand new track, you underestimate.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So we have a guy with a catering company. He says he'd be happy to do it for free. So I'm going to forward you his information.
All right.
So that way you can reach out. We got to do a gym of the day. Haven't done a gym of the day yet. Let's do this Adhoc Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Adhoc Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, Tyler sent me this yesterday, but I had the Devil Worshippers, and I like that a little bit better, but this is pretty damn good, too. Apparently, there was a beer, and they had a Back Row Black IPA. The name was, it was Short Bus Brew.
The name of the brewery?
The brewery, or? Short Bus Brew, yes. It did not go over well. Apparently that people don't like that either. You can't refer to Short Bus anymore. And they did change the name. But, yeah, it was on Facebook, and it's got a Short Bus.
They changed the name of their brewery?
It looks that way.
No, the beer. The beer is Short Bus Brewery, which they've had enough flack for that. But they released a new one, a black IPA, and they called it the Back Row Black IPA.
And it's on a bus. Yeah, that's, there you go. they did change the name to Belltown Black IPA, apparently. Because that did not go over too well. Short Bus Brew. I mean, how do you get away with that in this day and age?
I don't know. I think if you just go to their Instagram, you can tell kind of in a hurry that what kind of people you're dealing with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Long beards?
No.
Okay.
I didn't check for sure on a map, but I think it was like rural Minnesota.
It's Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, sorry.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Hey, a lot of people hitting me up that want to be a part of this thing. Hit AJ up for that. That's his thing. What I'm still looking for, I need about four or five more moderators for Sports Map Live. So if you're interested in that, hit me up with an email. It's fower975@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to consider you. I've got a list of people who are pretty much going to be in that I think are really good, and I've got a list of some people who might be okay.
And you've got some people you know are going to be a disaster.
Well, if you misspelled a bunch of stuff in your email to me, it's not really...
It's not a good start.
You can pretty much count on the fact that you're not going to make the cut.
Okay.
But I'd like to get a few more, especially if you listen to Charlie or if you listen to John and Raheel and something like that. I need some people who listen to those shows a little bit. You can listen to all the shows, but I think we've got Usual Suspects covered really well, and we've got this show covered pretty well, and we've got The Bench covered. So... FAOUR975@gmail.com. And that's it. 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says, according to a coworker at Dell, the XFL has a quasi-regulation thing in place that they have a ninth team. I read something about that. I didn't pay much attention to it. They have a ninth team that's basically...
I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, they practice, and those guys are the first call-ups when somebody gets hurt or you cut somebody. Huh. So, I mean, I think that's kind of cool that you have guys who are theoretically going to be in shape. So, and, yeah, I can't read some of your texts, guys. Just because we've decided one word is okay, the other ones that we were talking about suddenly aren't. Okay.
No, there's still words out there. That's
definitely true.
That aren't great to use in 2020. I just, ghetto is on the okay side for me of that line.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it. I don't think we have a single story on Sports Map that's ever used that word, and I certainly wouldn't use it in anything, but I kind of feel like I'm not failing to use it because I think it'll offend somebody. It's just not really part of my vocabulary. So I had another potential gym of the day. You've adopted dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've adopted dogs. And, this has got that damn... I hate when they give you you have to accept our use of cookies thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, but there was a Russian couple that said, hey, you know what? We're going to adopt a dog today. So they went to an animal shelter, signed the adoption form, and took the dog home.
Okay.
And had it for dinner.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Yes. Police in Russia are investigating a couple who adopted, quote, a lovable dog from an animal shelter.
Oh, no.
Then bludgeoned it to death before cooking and eating it. The horrific fate of Nika came to light when shelter staff visited the new owners to check on the dog. She said they saw hair and remains of the dog on the porch. The rest was on their stove.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I'm firmly against that.
I hope you go to jail for that, Russians. I really do. But, yeah, that was one that I was looking at. Mm-mm. For the gym.
That's no gym.
So, no, probably not. Somebody asked, would I be considered if I have no experience moderating a channel? Yeah, I mean, obviously it'd be nice if you've moderated other sites before. And you're not really going to be a moderator. You're going to be more like an ambassador, I think, is what you're going to do. And just if you want it, first off, it doesn't pay anything. But all we're looking for is for you to, you know, post a few things a week, get in there and interact with people. And then, a lot of us will be doing the same thing. And then during the chat, during the show, just kind of keep an eye on that and participate and help the conversations get going when you can. It's not like we're asking for you to do it all day, every day. But just whenever you listen to the station. And it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a cool site, a chance to kind of get in on the ground floor. And you guys will get first crack at giveaways and stuff like that, too. So, all right. We are going to take a quick break. And now apparently everyone who's podcasting hour number 5 is texting the show about the entire topic that we already did. All right. Trey sends me an email. I want number 2 writ for you website. I love spots. I'm sportsy. E-E. Very funny, sir.
Juggalo Trey?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Come with me now.
come with me now.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I just want to clarify, if you want to be part of that panel, hit A.J. up, not me. I have, and if you want to be part of Sports Map Live, hit me up. So,
it's aj.hoffman@galmedia.com.
Yeah, and I've already forwarded those of you who one guy reached out to me, and I've already forwarded that to AJ, so he has it. But that's who to hit up for that. And Space Ghost on Twitch asked, can I use Space Ghost, my Space Ghost name, if I'm a moderator? Absolutely. And I would just say, you guys on Twitch are really the kind of people that I want involved in this, because you're already doing it, and at least as far as the chat goes, so you guys know what's up. And yeah, I mean, I have to say that's been a really good addition in terms of people participating. So yes, hit me up, man. You guys kind of get what we're going to be doing. So we shall see. All right, that's all the business for the day.
All right.
Oh, no, it's not. I have to give something away.
Well, do it.
Give it away now. It's Mardi Gras Galveston time. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to the annual Mardi Gras celebration on Galveston Island. February 14th begins two full weeks of parades, balcony parties, food, concerts, and 3 million beads. At 6:37, caller number 7 to 713-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets for any day to enjoy the fun. Visit MardiGrasGalveston.com for more details and ticket information.
3 million strands of beads or individual beads?
It says beads, so I'm guessing individual beads. Maybe strands.
I would guess strands.
That's a lot of strands.
I think there's like 6 parades per weekend.
Oh, boy.
So I've never...
That's a lot of boobs.
Well, that's why I wanted to know. I've never been to Mardi Gras Galveston. Do they boob it up?
They better.
Like they do in New Orleans.
They better.
I haven't been to the actual parades. What's I usually go Mardi after Gras the parades, but I'll be there next weekend.
Okay, well, I want a full report and some boob pictures.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I want those pictures taken. I haven't...
His wife has access to satellites, so we can probably...
You know, that's true. We need to take advantage of that. I was going to post this on Twitter, and I haven't done it yet, but I was... outside of the place that I went to get my medicine, where I got accosted by the old man.
Okay.
I want you to look at this picture and tell me what's missing.
Metro Tax Airport.
Yeah.
Well.
Is an eye that expensive?
Possibly. And it's not like it was stolen, because no. There's not enough room.
No, there's
for
no
another.
Space there. And I checked the other side of the car. It basically said Metro Tax Airport and has the phone number. And then I checked the other side of the car. It also said the same thing. Mm. But then in the back, it had the little light that said taxi.
Hmm. Well.
So I'm a little baffled.
Where was this? In the ghetto?
No. Oh. It was in Midtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how we have to refer to it. But, 443 says it's all the boobs you wouldn't want to see.
Oh.
Well, you know, that does happen.
Where are those?
Hey, listen, I'm not very discerning when it comes to boobs.
For real.
If it's a breast.
I'll at least acknowledge it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I mean, sometimes I'll turn away, but, you know.
Do you? I only do it if they're squirting milk.
Oh, yeah, that's not...
Yeah. That I don't really need to see.
I ran into one of those situations a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where I was sitting down. I was watching it. I was at a kid's birthday party, and I was watching a basketball game on my phone. And all the kids were outside screaming their heads off. And I was like, oh, God, I got to get away from it. So I went inside and sat on the couch and was watching this game. And this lady came in with a baby. And... like started a conversation with me and then just pulled it out. And I was like, do you want me to leave? Do you want me to go to a different room or something? Oh no, it's no big deal. But thank you for asking. That's very respectful. Okay. I never know what to do in those situations.
Yeah. Well,
my wife's friend's done it to me before, like just popped it out. And I'm like, oh, what's etiquette here? I don't know. You can't. Everyone says, "Oh, you're just supposed to pretend like it's no big deal," but it's a big deal. Like
I
find, still a boob.
I know, and I find breasts attractive. So,
well, this
not
it is
milking.
The one, it's the time of the breast cycle when it's probably at its least attractive.
I'll admit that. Sure, it still has its positives sometimes.
Sometimes,
yeah. I mean, think about it. If it's the breast starts out as a 10 and it's lost a few points because of this time, it's still a 6 or a 7,
probably.
So, yeah, and a lot of people still sending the seat recliner story from yesterday, which we already did. I want to tell you, this has become a huge...
Oh, it's all over the interwebs.
Yeah, it's become a huge debate on Twitter. This is another thing where we've been ahead of this for I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
When did we first bring this up? Before Aaron was born, I think. But we've been anti-seat recliner from the beginning of time, so it's kind of fun watching these people try to justify themselves.
I saw some numbers today, and it's almost like split down the middle.
Well, it's
like 45% of people are anti-reclining, 45% of people are pro-reclining, 10% are neutral on the topic. I'm like, it can't be that close.
No, well, there's 45% people are short. That's what it is. And not only that, there's 45% of people who are the equivalent of an airplane pedophile.
Yeah, some former pro soccer player tweeted something out about, I don't know what's wrong with people who can't deal with reclining. You're a sociopath or something. And then I Googled him. He's 5'10". I was like, oh, yeah, no wonder you're a pro recliner because you're 5'10". I don't know anybody who's 6'7" that's like, yeah, I recline all the time on airplanes. No. That doesn't exist. It's not short shaming. It's just...
Yeah, you know what, though? It said yesterday, let the little people have their moment. If that makes them happy to recline, that's okay. I'll still be 6'2.5" or whatever it is, and you'll still be tiny. And I'll be in first class anyway. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And if you email me, it's fower975@gmail.com if you're interested in you know, being a part as a moderator and a commenter on the site. It's basically what you're already doing if you're a Twitch guy and Twitter for that matter. But if you email me during the show, I won't get to it until tonight, probably later, but I will get back to you, I promise. Before tomorrow. And so if you're not at a place where you can email, just wait till you get home and do it. But I'll go through them tonight and I'll get back to you. And pretty soon you'll be getting a welcome email and we'll be jumping right in and we'll get to it. So appreciate all the interest. There's been a lot of interest in it. And I truly appreciate that people want to be a part of it because it's going to be a lot of fun. 832 Fred, you can't say short. You're right. Height challenged? Well, you know what? We'll just call them little people. Lump them all in there together.
I mean, not all people who are below average height are little people either.
Well, I mean, if I can't call them that, rhymes with Mort, then I don't know what to call them. I didn't mean that as a derogatory term. It's only derogatory if you're a recliner. That's all. Oh, man. I wish I could read some of the stuff that is coming across now, but I can't. And, you know, I don't want to get this. So, do you consider 6 foot a short or a medium? That's a medium. That's not short. That's borderline tall. I'd say anything over 6 feet tall. And I'm especially sensitive to guys who are like 6'7 and 6'8 on an airplane. Because that's, you know, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It really is. But, you know. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure 5'11", 6 foot is like.
I'd say you're slightly above average. You're slightly above average at that, I'm guessing.
Well, I know, like, the average American male is, what, like 5'8 or 5'7"?
Okay, so that makes you above average.
But. I don't think, like, when you're 5'11", you're not tall. Like, you don't deal with the problems of tall people.
Right.
And I 5'11", 6 foot. You're not, you know,
you're not dealing with 6'3", or even now, no certainly one, not 6'7", or 6'8".
No one's looking at you and going, oh, that's a short guy. But you don't have to, you probably don't have the hardest time on an airplane.
5'10 is the average for American males currently.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was shorter than that. I'm sorry. I thought it was less than that.
No, don't say it like that. That's really
well, weird. Yeah, no. It's all context, AJ. It's all context. Oh, man. This has been an interesting day. I'm stunned that there's only one segment left.
Yeah.
But I like it when we get into topics like that sometimes, because as a society, we don't talk about stuff like this enough. And we don't do it where it's either you're this or that. I think we actually came to somewhat of a compromise. That's,
yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen in this country. So, yes, I think we've done something for the people here today. I feel very good about that. I feel like Rocky at the end of Rocky IV when he has the microphone and tells him, maybe if I can change and you can change, maybe we can all change. The greatest speech in the history of movies. At least from a guy who could barely speak.
Right.
You have to quantify that. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to hit us up on the text line before we close it out. But only one last segment to go.
That's right, Fred. And before we get out of here, or at least before we get to that last segment, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And if you own your home and you pay homeowner's insurance, hopefully you do that if you own your home. I'd like to think that you're a responsible adult. You might be paying too much. And if you are, you can get some of that back from my friends at TGS Insurance. And it's so quick. It's so simple. You don't have to deal with an insurance agent. It's all good. No bad. That's the great thing about it. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask you for your address. You reply back with that. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, just like that. And you'll be on your way to saving. And the average customer from last year saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you. The savings are legit. The company's legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. And you don't need to wait for your renewal because they'll take care of all the back end and the hassle. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Save big today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Late hits, Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock coming up at 7 o'clock. I always ask them to make their first 30 minutes the best of the show, because that's when I'm listening. Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore after that. Booker and Brad will be going to Vegas with us. Looking forward to that so much. And Steelers fan Juan, who texted the show, yes, you made the cut. You'll be getting info soon. All right, let's do some Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with Better Call Saul. Vince Gilligan made an extremely bold statement. He said he's going to outdo one of the most brilliant television producers of all time. Himself.
Okay.
He says, Breaking Bad, of course, remains one of the most beloved shows of all time. But Better Call Saul is pretty damn good, too.
It is.
And now that it's coming to an end, Gilligan said the final episode is going to blow your mind more than Walter White's death scene did.
Yeah, because that didn't really blow my mind. We all kind of knew that was coming.
Yeah. And Better Call Saul will end after its sixth season. Breaking Bad only had 5 seasons, but the 5th was split in half, so it felt
right.
like 6.
Yeah.
So
Better Call Saul's gone on longer than Breaking Bad now?
Well, it's gone on basically the same amount of time.
Okay.
Because their season 6 is just going to be a full season.
But we're on season 6 now?
We're about to be on season 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And of course, Better Call Saul is starting to catch up with the beginning of Breaking Bad.
Right.
So it's coming to a natural end. But he says it's going to blow your mind, the end of Better Call Saul. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Cool. I like getting my mind blown.
Darius Rucker, his mind is blown. He covered a song called Wagon Wheel, which I'm a fan of the original version by Old Crow Medicine Show, which kind of it samples an old Dylan bootleg. It's a pretty cool song. And he made a cover of it, a country cover of it. And it is now amongst the top five most popular country singles ever.
Wow.
Can you play it, Aaron?
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with this.
Are you familiar with this version or the other version?
The other version.
Yeah, I love that song. That's pretty good.
That's a good song. That's a good song. I'd probably prefer the original a little bit, but I need to hear the whole thing.
But he joins other multi-platinum singles, including Taylor Swift's Love Story, Lady Antebellum's Need You Now, Florida Georgia Line's Cruise, and Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. One of two black artists among the top five RIAA top country singles is something you probably wouldn't have expected.
No.
So
who's the other one?
Lil Nas X.
Oh, okay.
The Old Town Road. Speaking of, well, let's do one more country story first before we move on to the top sellers. Paul English, the drummer for Willie Nelson, longtime drummer, like years and years and for as long as I've been alive, first drummed with Nelson in 1955.
Okay, guess what? That was before my time.
Before you were alive. Became his regular drummer in 1966.
Okay, I was two.
Okay.
I was alive.
So, He died yesterday, I believe. Had a minor stroke in 2010. Broke his hip in 2013, but continued to perform with Willie throughout. So, bummer for Willie. Said no one can ever fill Paul's shoes ever. And now, who do you think about from 2010 through the end of 2019, the last 10 years, who do you think, what artists sold the most singles in the last decade?
See, I'd be
that
terrible
means,
at
like,
this.
Digital downloads, yeah, I mean, everything.
I'd be terrible at this because I'd guess something like Lady Gaga.
Okay, I don't think that's a bad guess. It's a wrong guess, but I don't think it's a bad guess. So
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is a correct guess.
See, I was going to go with that because I know you love Taylor Swift, but
75,893,000 in the last 10 years. She released four albums since 2010, Speak Now, with the majority of her singles going either gold or platinum, which is just unbelievable. So 75.9, basically. Second place at 63.5, so 12.4 million behind her, Eminem.
Wow, still?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So,
yeah, I just don't think of him as...
Do everything he puts out sells.
Yeah, but yeah, I kind of think of him as being more from the decade before.
He was.
Yeah.
But he just performed on the Grammys the Oscars the other night. That song, which was from like, what, 2003?
Yeah.
Instantly shot to number one on the iTunes chart. Like, it was the most downloaded song.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, people eat his stuff up. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
Okay. Good stuff.
This is the original, huh? Yeah, this is my jam.
I like this, I have to admit.
So many bands in Nashville close out their sets with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge sing-along.
Yeah.
That's up there on my favorite country songs list.
See, I don't think of this as a country song, necessarily.
It's more folksy.
Yeah.
But it is... No, but he's using the drawl there, so it's country. All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job today, Hoffman. I really didn't have to do much, so I don't need a grade today. I was just along for the ride. We'll wrap up the week strong tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.